So they mourn, or
Bereavement.
would they call it bereavement or mourning or
Mourning, I think, would be a better word.
I see. Now, did that used to be more formal than it is now? People wear black and things like that, or not so much?
No, they don't wear hats anymore.
Did they used to?
Yes.
They used to wear black. When did that change?
I don't know just when that changed. But anymore, they wear anything. No hats. Very few of them wear hats.
In the old days, did they wear veils over their faces too, or
Not around here.
guess that would get in the way of work?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Now, was it just the wife that would do that, or the whole family that would go into mourning?
Relatives, I think.
That's interesting. I know we talked about the person above, the being above. Who is below? If above is God, below.
Devil.
And you mentioned there are no superstitions here. Very sorry to hear that. Because people are working too hard to
I
get
think
be
so. They haven't
superstitious.
got time to think about that.
Okay. What would you say to express being really tired? You say, for example, I've worked all day and I'm really all
Played out.
played out, okay? And what happens if you get really disgusted? You say, I'm all.
Completely down.
Okay. What about angry? I'm as mad as.
A hatter.
Okay. And frightened?
Scared.
I'm so scared. I'm scared as a. Anything like that?
Can't think of the word I want.
Oh, we were going to come back to a word. A child whose parents aren't married. Remember that one? Can you think of anything that they called? Did that happen at all around here? Or
Oh, yeah.
have morals changed in the last few years or last 50 years?
They have, they really have.
So people.
So many high school girls right here in town.
No, so it's not just a matter of people just not talking about it. It's happening more often.
Right? I think it is. And it's more open, too. They don't, used to kind of put them down. But anymore, they don't.
Now, in the old days, when that would happen, for example, would they send the girl to stay with relatives?
A lot of them did, yes, right?
But not anymore. How would you express, but you have heard the word bastard used, or not at all?
I heard it,
But people would never really use that.
no, they don't.
Okay. To express to someone that you're leaving in a hurry or that you want to leave in a hurry, what would you say to them?
You've got to be on time.
Okay.
Got to go.
Gotta go. Okay. In December, there's a big holiday, and you sometimes see people on the street, and you wish them a.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, and a little later, you wish them a.
Happy New Year.
Okay, great. Now, the name of this state is.
Wyoming.
Okay, now, and Wyoming natives, is there any name you would have for a native of the state of Wyoming? Do they call them a Wyomingite? Or is that what you.
That's all I've ever heard them called.
So, and would you pronounce that for me?
Wyomingite.
That's what they'd say? Okay. How about natives of any other western state, Rocky Mountain state? Do you have nicknames for people from Idaho or from Utah or from Colorado?